Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite Avon representatives at various levels to join us with various guests at various different levels of Avon representatives, district managers, life coaches, business coaches, and everyone comes on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to invite you to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you have any questions or have any suggestions for the show, simply go to the Avon Motivational Show Facebook page and send me a private message. For those people who have been listening to the show, you know that the second week of each month we have a roundtable discussion, and that discussion consists of myself, Ellen Edwards, and Galen Clark. Let me see if I can find them. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. We'll start. Gail isn't on yet, so we will begin without her. And she just said she will be on.
Okay.
We'll plug her in when she comes. So, you know, one of the things I had sent out the email blast today, and the topic today is going to be on spa parties, Avon parties, beauty parties, whatever you want to call it. But basically what we're talking about is having a hostess invite their guests to a location where they can share the Avon brochures, products, and business opportunities. And I think the reason why this is so important, and I've been really stressing this a lot, because I think this is really the direction that Avon is going to take the Avon representatives. And I see that today on Facebook, one of the Avon representatives started a Facebook page on Avon parties. So I think everybody's going to really be on track with this, and I'm really hoping that from the radio show, and we have a training coming up, which we'll talk about that, you know, we're hopefully that people will get on board and make lots of money. Ellen, why do you think these parties are important? A way to go, I should say.
Well, for a lot of reasons. For people who are either starting out or people that want to expand their business and get more customers, it's a really nice way to get everyone into one location in a festive environment where they can sample different products. It's one thing to individually hand out samples and follow up, but just imagine if you're in a room, like, for instance, one of the things that I'm planning on doing in April is to have a spring fling, and it's going to be the focus is going to be nail polishes and lipsticks. So wide array of colors for people to sample and test out, because a lot of times, you know, even though we have the charts, people look at the charts, but it might not look the same on you. So you really want to see the actual product in the casing and also how it looks on you. So this is a great way to sit down with a group of ladies and to actually just play around with samples and see what you like. And I would imagine, I haven't done it yet, but I would imagine that an individual order probably would be more than $20-$25. So, send out invitations to a lot of people. If you can get 10 or 12 people, that would be a great number. It's manageable. And I think it's a great way and it's fun.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think that when doing the parties, whether it's a spa party, whatever you want to call it, I think that as an Avon representative, that that you see a greater amount of your profits when you do a spa party or beauty party, whatever you want to call it. Because what's happening is when someone hosts the party and you say that the average order, let's say $30 is the average order, and that particular hostess invites 10 people, and 10 people happen to show up, and they order $30 worth of party. That's a $300 order just with that one show alone. So with her 40%, that's a nice little piece of change that the young lady could have, and I really anticipate them even making even more money than that $30 per person.
Right, they probably would. And the other thing is, too, I know that, that some people say, well, I don't have anyone that will host a party. So what you do is you host your own party. You host your own party, invite your own customers or people you would like to be your customers, and you have a theme, whatever the theme is, and make it fun and decorate, And so you don't have to spend a lot of money. That's not the purpose, but, the dollar store is our friend, and there's a lot of things that you can do to make it, like, really pretty. You can give a little giveaways. You could have a trivia game or something like that. So, you just want to make it fun.
Absolutely. I had, in my other MLL businesses that I had done in the past, one being a company no longer in existence, which was Coppercraft. We did parties all the time, and parties are really fun. It's a good way to meet people. It's a good way to socialize. It's a good way, again, to promote your business and to get business parties. And one of the things I really want to do in the Bronx on Boston Road is have a training and actually do a sample party. So on the 15th of this month, which is Sunday, at 3:30, we're going to actually, for those who come, we're going to actually go through a party as if the people who are coming for the training are actually the guests. So they can see and feel firsthand what a spa party or an Avon party can be like. For those people who don't live in the area, one of the things I would suggest, so you won't miss out, if you go on YouTube and Google Avon spa parties or Avon parties, you'll see people who will train you on how to go about doing that. One of the things when you have a spa party, it's very important that you get your hostess, who really becomes your somewhat business partner, really excited about hosting a party. And the way you do that is by, having some kind of incentive for her, whether you're going to give her a percentage or if you're going to give her some products that she's looking at, or whether or not you have maybe pre-packaged baskets. I personally would like to say I would prefer the pre-packaged baskets because, visually, if it's really pretty, everybody wants something that looks pretty. And so if you have that in front of everybody's face and let them know that they can get to receive this wonderful gift, that will motivate people who are guests to become a hostess themselves. Would you agree on
that? Yes, and another thing that you can do is for every person that brings two friends with them, they get a gift. So you want to encourage people, right? You want to encourage people to bring people with them. Now, I used to do a while back, I have a jewelry and I would always get a party. So once I did a party and they saw how much fun it was, then and they saw the hostess get a gift, then they wanted to book a party.
Absolutely.
So your first party, like I said, if you don't have anyone that wants to give a party for you, give your own party and invite people, and you'll probably end up getting a party from them. If you're able to get someone to host one, a relative or a friend that's willing to help you out and wants to get hostess gifts, that's perfect opportunity. The one thing I will say to you, because I've done a lot of parties, is to make sure it doesn't, you don't spend a lot of money on food. Because what ends up happening is people end up sitting there and eating and talking and not paying a lot of attention to why they came in the first place. Unless, of course, you keep them engaged with, you know, and you can go on the internet and get all kinds of information about icebreakers and, and games that you can play. I mean, there's tons of them. And it gets people to meet other people in the group that maybe they don't know. And obviously, it's very easy in a very small group. But this way is a way for people to, some people aren't really social and outgoing, so this is a way for them to engage other people without feeling uncomfortable.
You know, when I was doing the parties with the Copper Craft, one of the things that we were trained to do was not to serve to the guests anything until after the orders were taken. And so, while the representative is tallying up the orders, which could take a little time within itself, while the representative is tallying up the orders, that's when the people can start to eat and serve themselves, whatever, however the food is going to be handled. And I agree with you, Ellen. You should not spend a lot of money, and you can have a nice party with a little bit of money. You can buy Lipton tea bag. I'm not tea bag. Lipton tea. What am I talking about? Lipton onion soup. Lipton onion soup, and you can buy a sour cream and mix it up, and buy that little round. I don't know what you call that little round bread. But you have that little round bread. Cut it out. Put the dip inside of that, and buy some chips. Whether you want to buy some Doritos, you want to buy something healthy types of chips, you know, have that, and then make a punch, a fruit punch, and that will go a long way. So you really don't have to have a lot of stuff, because if you start frying chicken and have baked bread and all this kind of stuff, then the next host is going to say to themselves, "I can't do this. You know, I don't have the money for that," and that will be that could possibly discourage other people from wanting to host a party as well. Gillian, would you like to weigh in?
Yes. I apologize for being late, but I happened to be working on the Spark Party. What I did was I had one of my downlines who wanted to have a party, and I had her get her list together of about 10 to 15 of her friends, and we did three-way calls. So she got them on the phone. She, you know, said, "Who, you know, hi, how are you?" And she said, "I have my business partner on the line with me," and I introduced myself. And I said that, you know, her name was Judy, and I said, you know, Judy is interested in is going to have a spa party coming up, and she'd like to invite you, and she'd like your support. Now, Judy's trying to save some money right now for a Disney vacation. So we use that as an incentive. She's trying to be able to take her family to this Disney trip, and she'd like your support. We made 8 phone calls, and 6 people, 2 people did not answer. We left messages, and 6 people said yes. So just as a favor to help her out, her friends are going to come. So, you know, I tried to make it not difficult for her herself to make the phone calls, because sometimes, you know, sometimes representatives are fine and they could do it, and there's no problem with doing it. She was just like, "Well, I don't know if they're going to come. I don't know if they're going to." I said, "Well, I'll help you. I'll help you." So, you know, I just want to put out there that, you know, we are a team. So if you need help with making calls, you can. If you can do it by yourself, that's great. But don't feel that if you're scared to do it, call your upline, call your sideline, call your manager, call someone to help you. Because, you know, she wasn't, I was surprised because she hadn't called me back, and I realized she's scared. She didn't want to do it. And like, she's not like Ellen, who's had a lot of parties, or like, you know, you and I, who might have been to a lot of parties and, you know, can invite our friends and they'll come. And it was I was surprised, and I felt, you know, I felt good that we were able to connect, and I can help her. I mean, you know, so I'm just saying, if you're out there and you're afraid, please get help. Don't, you're not alone. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything that you're afraid to make phone calls. We're, you know, people are there to help you.
Absolutely. And and that brings me to the next point. When you sign up a recruit, first of all, if the recruit that you sign up is brand new to Avon, they've never been to an Avon anything, and you just sign the person up, tell them right off from day one that they have to set up a party. And the reason why you want to do that, because you want to get them in the habit of hosting, for having parties and having their friends and family host parties for them. And secondly, it will get them paid very quickly. And so you sit down with her and him and say, okay, we're going to plan your party. You choose a date. It should be no longer. It really should be right as quickly as possible. 3 weeks is too long. It should be within the first 2 weeks if possible. And you're constantly in contact with her as if you were, as if she was a hostess. And you as the mentor will actually conduct the spa party for her. But everybody who signs up, everyone who wants to be a recruit, anyone who wants to place an order, all that goes to your hostess, to your new recruit. And so you tell her at the day of a party that she has to have a calendar on hand, and that you will help her, plan her parties on the spot with the guests who said they were willing to become a hostess.
Well, you know, Galen said something that was very important, and actually I think that's even better. Even for those people who feel they're okay with making phone calls, she said something very important, and wording is very important to get the response that you need. Galen said Judy wanted to have this party. She wanted to invite them, and she would like your support.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not going to say, no, I'm not going to support my friend. No, I'm not going to support my family. Generally speaking, they will say that they will support, and it takes the onus off the person that's asking, because they may be uncomfortable asking. So, you know, actually having a three-way call probably is much better, particularly if it's your first couple, and let your business partner help you with that and help calls with you, so that most people are going to say, and you always are going to over-invite. So if you want 15 to show up, call 35.
Absolutely.
And so what you want to do is you want to ask for their support. And also you want, as the mentor that's making the calls, you want to have a script. You want to be prepared so that they can watch or listen to what you do so that they can do it for their business partners. Because what you're doing is training them on a system that they can follow that's simple. There is an acronym for system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, save yourself stress, time, energy, and money. So if you have a system in place, you're more apt to feel empowered and actually able to do what you need to do without feeling uncomfortable. So, Galen, that's a great point. I think the three-way call is very good in that respect.
And let's not forget about those people who say they cannot attend the party for whatever reason. You know, offer them the opportunity to visit, either if you're the person who's having the party, your website, or if it's your recruit's website, and they can certainly place an order on their page as well. And as Galen said, you know, to help the new recruit out, you know, with their business, can they place at least a small order? And if they get 10 small orders just from people who can't attend, that's also a nice sizable show as well.
Absolutely. You know, I was on, just to put in there, I was on Lisa Wilbur. She has a Monday morning call at 9 o'clock. And she was talking about how, you know, everybody, if you're with Avon and you're on this call, everybody knows who Lisa Wilbur is. But she was starting out and saying how she started with her sales. And it brought something to mind that I wrote down in my notes. And that was Soul Moisture Therapy, Skin So Soft, and deodorant, which are the staple of Avon, like the products that are like behind the name of Avon that most people have heard of. If you just take those three products and mention it to, you know, someone who can't make the meeting and say, you know, this is what we have and these are our staple products, I'm sure they would be willing to try it. And if you get someone who's ordering deodorant, the Skin So Soft, or the Moisture Therapy, which are three things that we need lotion, you know, and we need deodorant, they could be consistent customers. And that's just one of the things she was saying. That was the only products that she would buy a lot of, and that's how she got regular customers. Pretty good.
And I want you also, Gillian, to talk a little bit about, you know, now we're talking about the products, but we talked about not overwhelming the guests when they come to the show by giving them the brochures, but that we should at the parties have a couple of items out. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Gillian?
Yeah, I think that the book, what happens when someone looks at the book and there's so many things to look at, they'll look at it and they'll say, well, I'll take it home and I'll make up an order and I'll get back to you. And you take a 50-50 chance of whether they're going to take the time to look at the book. So if you create a sheet that is just a sheet of, if you're going to do a spa party, I would do the footwork and the footwork, hand cream, and skincare, if that's what you want to do. You know, you can take those products, create a sheet, and give them a bundle of those products only. And the book, you can give the book out after people have placed their orders before they leave in a bag with their little goodie bags or whatever you give to them after they place their orders. But I would not be giving out the book during the party. It's just too much. And not only that, you know, someone might say, oh, you know, she has me out, I'll buy a lipstick. And a lipstick is not going to give her a $700-$800, $1,000 order. I mean, that's the goal, is to have the people that come there purchase products from her so she has a decent order. I don't think the book is going to help her do that if you have it out.
Very good. Thank you for sharing, Gillian, about that. So, Ellen, when we talk about coaching the hostess, what's the purpose of coaching the hostess or encouraging the hostess days before the show as well as the day of the show? Why is that so important?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are we talking about a hostess that's a new Avon rep or a hostess that is not a rep?
I'm sorry, a hostess that's not a rep.
Okay. So a hostess is not a rep. You want her to see how easy it is to do this. Now, it depends on what your goal is. Your goal may be that you would like this person to either become a representative or a helper, or the goal may be that you just want her to be a customer that orders consistently from you. So let's just say that you want the hostess to actually become a representative. This is your way of helping her and showing her how you throw a party, how she can get a nice size first order, and actually, you know, in her first few campaigns, she's going to get a nice percentage, and that she immediately goes in with saying, oh, wow, I have a $500 or $700 or $800 order. That wasn't that hard. And I only had a party for, let's say, 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to help her get her guests. You want to make follow-up calls. You want to help her send out invitations, depending on how you want to do that. You want to show her and have a system in place of how you take her from step one to step two to step three. And it needs to be very easy to follow. And so once you've done that, you've solidified in the person's head that, you know what, this wasn't as bad as I thought. I can actually do this, and I can make money at the same time. That way, when you have that conversation about becoming a representative, if you haven't had it previously, it's an easy one to have. So that's a reason. Or they may know of someone that perhaps they think might be a good representative. So those are all, those are some of the reasons why you want to make sure that you make it as painless as possible for them.
After you go through the spiel of, you know, doing the show and showing the product that people try before they buy type of thing, Gillian, why is it important to, at that point, at the end of the show, to show the guest what the hostess is going to receive as a gift, as a thank you?
You definitely want them to either want to have a party, and to see that, you know, this is what they got for this. And it wasn't that hard to do. Just like Ellen said, it's simple, it was easy, and she got a gift. I mean, you know, everybody loves a gift. And, you know, for her just having a good time, she got a gift. And that's the idea, I think, that you want them to feel and to see. That's another thing that that will probably get them to either want to have a party or join your team or join her
Absolutely.
Team. So all of that is like, it's all good stuff. It's good feelings. It's good, they feel good about doing it. And like you ladies have just said, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be everybody having a good time. So, you know, when we get together, you know, it should be nice. And the fact that she gets the gift, everybody should be so happy for her.
You know what else you can actually do? Let's say, for instance, you have a party and people love it and they're having a great time and you have picked out people in the room of, you know, either people that are very engaged or people that seem to be extremely friendly, and you approach them about possibly becoming a representative. You could always say to the hostess, you know, you are in fact interested in becoming a representative. What I will do is I will sign these people up under you. So you've already started them off in leadership before they practically even signed up. So, you know, again, that's not for everyone, but where you see an opportunity, you know, you could maybe sign up two people and they're on their way to being a unit leader already. And they've got a nice size first order.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's true.
What else that you could do?
And I think the success rate with a rep in that scenario, I am so tired. I think that rep will be more apt to stay longer as an Avon rep. I don't think that she will come in and a couple campaigns down the road that she'll be out. I think that she would be more apt to stay longer with the company, which is great.
Well,
as an Avon representative.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say that one of the tenets of multi-level marketing is to get people paid fast. So the reason most people drop out is because two reasons. They don't feel they're making any money, or they take all their money and they spend it back. They spend their profits on the product. So, you know, you don't want to become your own best customer. So for those people that actually see an immediate value in the form of money in their pocket, and it's a decent amount of money, they have a tendency to stay longer. I will say we've been in the business about 5 years, and almost all the people that started with us are still with us.
Yeah.
So, and they came out of the box doing relatively well. So that's very, very important. So you want to set them up for success and not for failure. If you tell them, you just give them the books and tell them to go out, and you're not engaged in helping them through their first couple of campaigns, a lot of times they're just not going to make it unless they're a real go-getter and they're self-motivated. Those people are going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. But most people aren't like that. So that's why that's so important.
So, well, with that said, it's 9 o'clock, so it's just about time to end the show. But I just want to put out there the invitation for those who live in the New York area, that we're going to have a training on Sunday, March 15th at 3:30. And if you're interested, go to our Facebook page, Avon Motivational Radio Show, and send me a text, and I will let you know on where and where the location of the spa party is going to be held. And with that, everyone, this is our order taking week. For those people who are in RPF2 now, our orders are due on Thursday. So you have a couple more days to get some of those last-minute orders, so make it happen. And Galen and Ellen, I'd like to say thank you for being on the show, as always, and I look forward to next month when we're back on the show. So with that, everyone, good night.
Night.
Good night.
AVS Media Demo.